I'll check my tires.
And could we please have a report out from our closed session?
Yes, thank you. The board met in closed session concerning the item of, involving employment set forth in the closed session agenda. No reportable action was taken.
Thank you. Okay, so item six, general public comment. Do you have any public comment related to items not on the agenda, sir?
I'm sad to hear that you didn't make any decision, because I think that leaves Alan out in the wind. The only thing I wanted to say was in regards to the general manager is I believe there's been more than enough opportunities in the last year to let him go for cause. If the board would have documented all the separate instances of cause, and it may not be, I think it would have been easier to let him go without an issue, and that's all I got to say.
Thank you. So number seven is an action item related to approval of the settlement and release agreement. Who would like to start?
Yes, Madam Chair, staff recommends the approval of the settlement and release agreement for formal general manager.
And can I continue? And for the public record, the action item up for consideration is a settlement agreement and release between Cameron Park Community Services District and Alan Gardner. The general terms, the general material terms of the settlement include 3 months of pay based on his current annual salary for a release of all claims under state and federal law that arise out of or relate to his employment. In addition to that, there's 2 months of pay, which is required under federal law, in order to obtain a release and a discharge of all claims that arise under federal law based on the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. So the consideration for the settlement agreement and release is the payment of those two, 3 month and 2 month amounts of his current monthly salary. there's also provisions that are part of the release that refer to employment reference, which sets forth the terms and conditions of how any inquiries regarding verification of Gardner's employment will be handled and be referred to the general manager, and that only certain information will be provided in response to an employment reference. There's also a provision that is a release of all claims that includes a release under Civil Code Section 1542, which means it's a release that extends to claims that exist, even if the person does not know of those claims. So that's a standard provision in these releases, and it's applicable to these provisions. There's some periods under federal law that permit the employee to have 21 days to accept the agreement, and 21 days to accept the agreement. I believe the Gardner would waive in writing those provisions. Finally, the other last material term is a non-disparagement clause, whereby the parties would agree not to disparage each other. And that applies to district board members or employees of the district and to Mr. Gardner in any manner harmful to each other's business or personal reputation. The other terms of the agreement would contain standard form language that pertain to things including severability, waiver, attorney's fees, and matters like that. Those are the basic terms of the agreement. The interim general manager and myself recommend that the board take the action to approve the agreement under those material terms.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
General Manager, when will this report be available to the public?
This
agreement, rather.
Yeah, so the agreement as it stands today is a draft form, so if and when former General Manager Alan Gardner agrees and signs, that will then be an executed document, and that could be available through the normal Public Records Request Act.
And I'd want to add, too, that you're voting on giving the authority for the interim general manager to execute that agreement on behalf of the district. Mm-hmm. I would probably include as well a signature line for the board president. But it's effective, and you're voting on giving him the authority to sign the document and move it forward to Mr. Gardner.
Okay, do we have any other questions from the board? Taking it out to our public.
So I guess I was misinformed when you said there was no action. Apparently there was an action. Again, I'm just going to reiterate, that's 5 months of wages that could have been saved if the board would have done due diligence in keeping track of his causes. Saved a lot of money. I'm disappointed that we're spending so much money to get rid of somebody who should have gotten rid of based on cause. Anyway, thanks. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, any board discussion?
I'll move that we authorize the general manager to execute the basically severance agreement. How are we describing it as? Settlement and release agreement as presented to the board.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Do we need to do a roll call on this?
Let's do a roll call.
Okay. Could you call the roll, please?
I will. Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Gilchrist.
Aye.
Director Bazette.
Aye.
Director Wolfson.
Aye.
Director Scobie is absent.
Motion passes 4-0. And with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn at 6:00.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right. We are adjourned at 6:00 p.m.
Stop the recording.
Everybody.
All right. Have a good weekend.